3 gold for a first level spell.
It's free when you do it.
Right. Actually, we'll get into that. I think I got some prices worked out there. You'll be happily surprised. Hello. Welcome back to part 2 of our Age of Ashes live stream, but a brand new episode of Age of Ashes, the Pathfinder 2nd Edition Adventure Path. We are now on episode 32 of our live stream, 34 of the Elven Portal podcast. Shout out to our sponsors, Devon Knight Minis. Find the links below in all our descriptions where you get some really good art top-down mini. We use them for all our virtual tabletops. Thank you so much to Devon Knight for supplying us with those through our main sponsor, Fantasy Grounds. Shout out to Fantasy Grounds. And again, find the links below, their Facebook, everything you want to know about them, because the more we use this platform, other virtual platforms, the more we're enjoying the functionality, especially for a GM. Having hit points auto-tracked, having monsters, you know, automatically hit stuff, and all the math is done for you, so you can focus on the story. Sure, it's a brand new virtual tabletop you got to learn, but once you do, and you wrap your head around the pop-up windows and how to handle things, I'm finding that certain combat and a lot of aspects are going a lot faster, whether you're just playing your home game around or for, you know, for a podcasting group or audience. So, ladies and gentlemen, Dicewise Entertainment presents the Age of Ashes podcast live, the Elven Portal podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We spent a lot of time last session talking about the character advancement, character development, and popping up in Roxy Den's basement of the Pickled Ear. But now, Theoan Crosshammers wants answers. And he didn't get all those answers. But doing his go-to intimidate, as opposed to like diplomacy or bluff or, you know, more than one skill. Down alone in the dark, he has a conversation with Roxy Den. What that conversation is, we're not going to tell you. But when they surface, a little bit blushed and straightening their blouses, perhaps he's wearing her apron. Oh, sorry, this is yours. That kind of thing going on. Returning to your fellow dwarves, and she goes back to work. A certain agreement has been struck. A certain leave yours to yours and leave us to our own kind of thing going on. But Theoan did get the information he wanted. Theoan?
I come back up the stairs. I reach into my pocket and slap down a gold coin, slide it towards her. Not a word of what says down below. I look to the guys. We got us a problem. And walk immediately out the bar.
Dun, dun, oi, dun. Muros, right, Muros is like clinging.
Slam my drink and follow.
Yeah.
Just saw Ryan's face. He's like hanging onto the bar and they're pulling on his legs. He's like, no, no, it's not done, my man.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
No. And I hold on to the bar. But I slam one. I just grab another one. It wasn't mine, but I slam it too. Silver on the table for it.
So before we get into what the conversation bodes, later that day, after they have this big reveal from Theoan and decide on a plan, one thing is for certain, gentlemen, players, you are back in town. And what does one do when one is back in town?
Sell the shit.
Music?
Yep. Sell stuff, find out what you can. And something we were talking about quickly off mic is the goods and services of possibly identifying you know, your stuff. Now, you guys had that sleepover in the college dorm of Shakara, got up, re-identified, failed miserable again with IDing stuff. Everything's poisoned, everything's broken. Finished the dungeon and came trekking right here the next day. So it's not a new day. So you guys want to crash, regroup, reform, and, you know, roll for free? Or depending on, you know, what Theoan might reveal, is time of the essence? You know, like, how much are we on the clock here? You know, should you guys just throw down the single spell casting of Detect Magic 3 gold and then hire a skilled person for a day, 5 silver, maybe, you know, half a day to ID all your stuff?
So we could pay 3 gold, 5 silver, and they'll go through all of the loot that we got and they will give us a 100% positive ID on the equipment.
Yep.
And are free to do anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds worth it to me.
I mean, yeah. Some might argue the whole 5 silver and it's not a whole day, but like I said, if I'm going to guarantee results, because they'll have that. Okay. So, Theoan.
Yes?
Roxy did admit that Vaz, the owner of the Reliant bookstore, that little halfling arsonist shithead Kelmont's employer, has been using the tunnel, coming and going, and paid her well to not tell anyone. But like I say, you swinging your hips, being a little frightening, more than most men in her bar and in her life, and what happened later, and you paid me well as well, you know, loosens her tongue a bit, that basically Voss has been coming and going down there for a little while. This actual tunnel, this actual, sorry, using her back room, has been, you know, like a couple of days, and she also hasn't gone back in. She's come out recently, and you think she's, you know, around town or whatever, maybe. But Ren, since the last time she popped out of there like you guys did, she hasn't seen Voss since.
So doing some quick kind of calendar searching. So when we raided her bookstore, has she been seen since?
No.
Or did she fuck off town?
Yeah. No one has seen her for days. You did some gather info then, which still carries over to now, instead of having you guys... even if you guys say you spend the hours while they're IDing your stuff to reconfirm what you found out last time. Now, last time you raided her place because Calmont, her employer, the council, putting you guys on the spot, and a completely paranoid Dahlgren. Fast forward us to a part in the adventure that normally wouldn't appear till now. Kind of a shortcut. But with that shortcut, not all of her motivations were clear. You guys have a ton of her stuff, not just magical items, but notes, personal notes, all kinds of stuff.
I think it's time we revisit those notes, because she knows a bit more than she ever let on. So if the party's going to like do some loot sharing or identify or selling and some goods IDing, we should probably take a little bit of time and revisit those notes.
Okay.
Just to make sure there's nothing hiding in there that we maybe overlooked the first time.
Yeah. Is there a spot that we have that we can spread all this stuff out? Or would it be maybe best to go to a bookstore which we know would be empty?
I thought you guys were using Niles and Caden's Keg as a headquarters. Surely he can hit up the matron mother, as it were, for a quiet room. As long as you guys are drinking. Right, yeah. You know, as long as you guys are buying.
I'll buy for the boy.
Yeah, that sounds like a steady plan for me.
Yeah.
And it's a little safer location.
Yeah. Mm.
Hey.
Niles makes his manly impression. The hair, the beard, the new look. Nobody knows anything.
The dwarves are wearing off.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, Niles. Today there, your beard. Looking like you have decent there.
It's growing a little scruffy.
Yeah. He goes, goes in the tunnel, takes the ancestry feet, comes out, poof. It's just, need a shave. You know, he cleans it up.
And don't remember, whiskey every day. Rub it in real good.
Looks epic, right?
Ale and dirt. It's the best fertilizer for beards. That's what Bob said.
The epic Niles that we described that the dwarves see comes up. This is the reaction you expected. He opens the door to Kagan's Keg, and all he gets is like one lone whistle from the back, like, woohoo, nice legs, buddy. You know, that's about it. And a defeated Niles, you know, talks to the boss and gets us a quiet room. And you guys lay down some coin. Let's talk about how much mug of ale, a copper, a keg of ale, 2 silver, pot of coffee or tea, 2 copper, a bottle of wine, 1 silver, a bottle of fine wine, 1 gold. So when you lay down a gold, which is equivalent of ye old, which is 10 silver, which is like 10 gold in the old game, that's a lot of cash. So when he slid me a gold to Roxy Den, that's like 10 silver. That's like him buying like 3 kegs of ale. So like, yeah, I'll take that, you know. So around for the boys, a mug of ale, or if you just want to buy 2 silver for a keg, take that off your sheet. Yeah, buy the keg, get the room, because you're one of us, so that's fine. Then I can charge you for the room. And you guys have a chance to pour over anything that Al did not deem magical and needs to be, you know, head somewhere else. Head down to the dream house, one of the clerical other, you know, or even here at the keg, there are clerics. They should be able to tell you what's what. And if they can't, you know, they'll outsource to the local wizardry, as it were. Mm-hmm. So.
We'll shop local to help, yeah. You know, enforce our patronage.
Taking,
I like this god.
Yeah. I mean, cost of living in this game. No, this is core rulebook stuff. Like, obviously, a World of Galorian can have its own rules. I'm talking about core rulebook Pathfinder, but that's usually based in the home of Galorian. It's not a generic system. You know, they reflect Galorian. The splat books, the Lost Omen books and stuff are like for even more flavor. And be like, well, if you go to Cheliax, the price of beer might be this compared to, you know, where can it be imported from, blah, blah, blah. A little bit of flexible pricing. But the standards of living here, I like. We have sustenance for a week. a month, a year. Sustenance is like, you know, a hard bed and hard tack. Bread and cheese, 4 silver pieces a week. Comfortable, a gold piece a week. Fine, 30 gold pieces a week. And extravagant living at 100 gold pieces a week.
Lord.
That's only 5,200. That's insane. That's great. Or you can attempt to subside using Society or Survival, page 240 for free. Camp outside the gate.
What am I, some kind of dwarven hillbilly? Mm. I'm not going to go live in the woods where there's no beer.
You guys came down on the mountain.
I suggest we take from the party loot and just buy a
hot bath,
a couple of sets of rooms for a week or so, and then formulate our attack plan.
Comfortable living is what you need for, like, a bath to be poured, you know, just saying. You guys have been hard at it.
No, here's the thing. We buy the kegs, we drink the kegs, then we live in the kegs.
Oh, you could say you just sweat the dirt right off of you.
Okay. Nothing gets rid of dirt like the old whiskey sweats.
Yeah.
But no, I'd like a bath and a decent room, so I'll be paying for that.
Okay. So, gentlemen, about a plan, or do we need to look over some more notes?
I would like to take a look at the stuff Vowel's we found notes. At Boz's place. Box or ball, however you say your name. Notes. And
Boz. Yeah.
I want to take a look at those one more time. I don't see them on our party sheet.
Okay. Well, you guys are going all kinds of books, a myriad of languages, and then you guys got into the back room, and she had those mm-hmm. books that had pull-out pages in her personal quarters.
Oh, I kept those. Yeah, those are mine.
That's why we can't find them in the party loot.
Yeah, it's been using them for toilet paper, right? Damn, all chapter 1 through 4 are gone. What have you been eating?
Those are called research materials.
Pipe later. And so she looked like she ransacked her own room. Remember that? When you guys, after Miros became a pincushion, the room looked like it had been
porcupine style.
Yeah, but the room looked like it had been turned over, like somebody like packed in a hurry, right? Or had searched it before you guys, but now it seems all like, well, okay, no one else has been here, unless there's some third party investigating her. It's a possibility. But as far as you know, the only person that's been turning over conspiracies is Dahlgren. So for right now, going through these notes, you notice that there's a bunch of scribbles in a rushed hand. They read clearly, but they're like notes along the side. So you guys remember, like in Harry Potter, Harry got that one book from the Half-Blood Prince, and he was crossing out notes and like, no, you know, don't chop them, crush the beans, the flat of your blade, and you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. There's a history on Breach Hill, and there's notes about the area and all this kind of like geography and all kinds of stuff. And she's, you know, somebody's written in here things like, ah, the entrance to Astella's Ring, Guardian's Way. And then later on, there's things like, oh, that fool, you know, pull the wools over that charlatan of a wizard, you know, these fools put up a statue of that duplicitous charlatan, hilarious, and, you know, ha, rich, idiot humans trusting in that lying wizard, blah, blah, you know, just all these little things. And then it gets into her research that's a little bit more, shall we say, sobering. You guys read. Now you have like the time, because before you guys were like, oh, look, the Cole's notes stand out. You read a couple things. Okay, this looks, you know, worth getting into. Not just by her hand, but by other accounts. And then what she's saying, reading between the lines kind of thing, starts making sense. It seems this wizard, this, you know, town icon, was trying to build a society of servants to appease his needs or something like that. He took a bunch of people, he isolated them, almost like a cult or something, brought them all together, and then he failed. And he wiped their minds, took all their memories, and then helped them establish Breach Hill instead of letting them starve when winter came on, because there was nothing out here. Like, it's like Grizzly Adams Mountain without the cabin, is what these notes are referring to. And he tried to do something, failed, wiped their minds, and then maybe out of some sense of guilt, stayed with them to help them survive the outdoors, get some tents going, get some, you know, teach them some skills to survive, get sort of a village up and running before he disappeared. And she even writes, fool should have just left them to die. Guilt gets you nothing. There's also a bunch of notes that indicate that a whole bunch of dead ends that she's looked into to try and find out what happened to this iconic wizard, Lamond Breachton, after he left the area. Time and again, trying to track his movements, any word in Cheliax, any word Five Kings Mountains, like anywhere where this guy might have popped up again, nothing. So there are some subnotes where it's like dead end, dead end, dead end. You know, perhaps he's, by this time he was old, you know, he just passed on, he's dead. But a little sobering to find something written down. I'm not saying it means it's true, but it wasn't written by her. This is other notes put together. Anyway, the man's name.
Do we have a copy of those notes I can look at? Sometimes it just helps me to be able to see the words.
What I've said to you is like DM's notes. It's kind of very patchwork. It's almost written as if the way I said it.
Mm-hmm. Quick question.
Yep.
Kaelmont, we turned him over to the town, right?
Yeah, he's rotting in jail, as far as you know.
Hmm. Maybe we should go pay him a visit. He might be able to interpret some of these notes a bit better.
Did we ever claim our reward?
Yeah. That's what put you guys in front of the town council.
Oh, right. Yes.
You got paid up, and then all this unniceness happened. Anyway, so there is Guardian's Way, and this sort of reveal that this wizard may not be the hero the town's, you know, descendants put him out to be. Can we have some society on Guardian's Way, starting with Niles?
My good society.
Hmm?
14. Untrained.
Niles, 6 miles northeast, is an outpost, a guard outpost. That's a lasting reminder of the Goblin Wars that happened years back in this region. Now, disuse has fallen to bandits. No one goes out there because if there is anybody out there, it's, you know, people up to no good. So the townsfolk, traders, they just steer clear.
All right. I will relay that to the party. Hey, it's a little Ida shack here in the north end of town.
Sorry, right. 6 miles northeast out of town.
Yeah. Yes,
just out of town.
Yeah, just Niles up for another hike above ground. You bet your ass. Tunnels suck, right?
Yeah.
Who knows? Niles might reach fourth level by the time he gets to set post. I'm up for another walk in the woods. Let's go.
So who's a sneaky one?
I can be when the time calls for it.
It may be time to send a sneaky fella out that way just to have a look about. If we're dealing with Vaz, who is possibly a wizard, we should probably send a sneaky one out that way just to see what we're going into before we start throwing dwarven stealth around the place.
Do some...
That might not end well for, you know, me.
I put my hand on my shoulder. I know what you mean there. You're great doors. You have them under control. What I see here, there's wisdom in your word, cousins.
But beneath the ground is where I excel. Out in the open, where I can have people up above me, like flying wizards, dropping stuff on me.
There's no ceiling. I know what you mean.
It gives me a certain level of discomfort. So let's have you, Mr. Quick Boots, run out there and possibly give a scout about.
Hey, give a little jaunt.
We'll walk with you a ways.
Oh, of course.
But, yeah.
Okay.
All right. I think we have a plan for maybe tomorrow or the next day. For now, we should maybe sell some things, buy some potions, you know, so we don't die halfway up.
Agreed.
See if there's some decent gear we can get this healer, man.
Okay.
He's done well and good and all, but I do not want to exhaust him first fight in. We can avoid it.
So, alchemist, fire, lesser, 3 vials.
Ooh, daddy likes.
Fire, fire, fire.
Fire!
In the hole.
Alchemist fire will keep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
10 arrows of ammunition. Another 5 that are obvious. 2 doses of arsenic.
We were right.
Poison.
It was poison.
Alec was part of a poison drinker cult.
Some light armor, a chain shirt you guys picked up that I'm not sure if it ended up on Niall's back or something else. Some very interesting new unique items. Poison vial number 1, they tell you, turns out to be Cheetah's elixir. Lesser.
What does that do?
The enzymes and compounds of this elixir strengthen and excite the muscles in your legs. You gain the status bonus to your speed for the listed duration.
Ooh.
A plus 5 feet, and the duration is 1 minute. So increases your speed.
I'm already faster than the bunch of yous.
Yeah, but
if you were to drink that, I bet you could run out 6.5 miles and take a look in a couple of minutes or 3.
Yeah, I guess you can just go through the list and identify. I've got a bunch of stuff on my character as well that I was just carrying.
Likewise.
Yeah, we're getting there. A potion of an elixir of dark vision.
Well, can I dump that in the party loot, because I'm like encumbered right now?
Yeah. we'll get to that.
Can I drag and drop? Does that work?
I don't know. Like I said, I don't want to bog down the show with the lefty right. Let's go through the
it
list
might.
Here.
I think it just
does.
Might.
It does. Okay. It works. Yay. Okay.
So a total of 4 dark vision elixirs.
Well, we have a friend who cannot see in the dark.
Okay.
How long do they last?
The dark vision?
Yeah.
10 minutes. But there's 4 of them.
I say give them the Niles.
Yeah.
That might help that a little good. Bit.
The Halbrid is a +1 weapon. But the new magical items have different ways of doing damages. Striking weapons increase dice as opposed to like a +1 to damage. But a +1 Halbrid is a +1 to hit, not necessarily damage. Because they all have all kinds of these new potency runes and stuff that do all kinds of things for damage. So instead of the old +1 hit, +1 damage, plus powers, the new +1 weapon is just striking, but they also have weapons, including some magical weapons called striking weapons that can double dice and all kinds of stuff. The Morning Star you found, also +1 weapon. Excuse me. Lots of dark vision, some arsenic, 7 dog slicers that you picked up. The double rings. Remember those 2 rings? One was a square cut ruby. Yeah. One was right. So what you do with these is when you wield a melee weapon in the hand wearing the golden ring, the weapon's fundamental runes are replicated onto any melee weapon that you hold in the hand with the iron ring.
Oh, it's a dual wielder thing.
So basically it's like, I have a rapier of striking. I have a dagger +1. With these rings on, gold in the primary with the good weapon, iron in the secondary, now they're both striking weapons. It transfers the magic to your other weapon.
I have a question about that.
Yep.
Does it have to be the same person?
2 magically linked rings, an intricate gleaming so thick iron. When you wield when you wield in the hand wearing the gold, the weapon's fundamental runes are replicated to any melee weapon you wield. So yeah, lots of you and your hands in the description. So I'm gonna say yes, right. Has to be you.
Okay.
Couple potions.
Still gross.
Couple potions of Hand of the Mage. This mummified elf, sorry, an actual Hand of the Mage. A mummified elf hand hangs on a golden chain, its gnarled fingers locked in a particular pattern. Now, I don't know if you found one, and I duplicated it, and now that he's put it back, there's 2. Or if you found 2 somewhere, we'll have to double check. This is why I didn't want you guys mucking with the sheet, because it might have just been buggered up. Minor healing potions, not poison. 2 of them.
Surprise, surprise.
Well, let's keep those.
One of the Hell Knight paintings.
Keep the potions.
One of the Hell Knight paintings that you guys got off the wall is worth 20 gold, as in 200 silver.
Mm-hmm.
A jade cat, a little thumb-sized feline carved into a rare stone. The jade cat is typically worn as a pendant or upon a suit of armor. For 1 minute after you activate the cat, you treat falls as if they were 20 feet shorter, and you were not flat-footed when you balance. A narrow surface or uneven on the ground. And uneven ground are no longer difficult terrain for you.
Something for the monk.
Yep.
No, I already have all that without that.
Now, it says category consumable, so I don't know if this you stick this on and it's forever, or if you activate it and it's like a onesie.
Consumable would be used on
one use.
One use, but it didn't say how long.
That's a onesie.
But it didn't say how long, so got to look into that. Still, if you want Mr. Hell Knight to make the beam, there's that one time, right? Then we have the low-grade items, right? Low-grade silver dagger, low-grade flail, low-grade light hammer. You know, all this stuff would have been helpful against some weapons, some people, some other planular creatures. Apparently, all have an aversion to silver. Al, you know this. Makes more sense now.
Yep.
The obsidian figurines, the little Hell Knight guys.
Yep.
Right? They're valued, again, 20 gold for the set.
Okay.
It's a lot of money for half a chess set, so yeah. That's like 200 silver, you know?
Well, did we find some stuff that, like, implicated Alex's family?
Possibly.
Or something? Like, didn't we find something and you were, like, talked about them, vindicated his claims or whatever?
Get into that.
So, that stuff I'd like to make sure goes to...
Raising him so I can play him again? No.
Yes.
You really want that guy following you around?
If he's rich, yes.
I don't know the costs of resurrection, but I don't think they're in the scope of this book. Now,
I don't think we can afford that.
It's going to be a while before Dahlgren can mail his body or mail a message to his people. So his body might be sitting in town. You guys could pay for its composure and resurrect him later. And, you know, hello, I'm second level still. What did I miss? Well, we're 17th level and we're going here and you're our cannon fodder, shove, you know. But,
Oh, I was just going to put it with his body so that it's returned with him so he can return and be honored.
You mean the item he may have been looking for?
Right.
Well, there's some Order of the Cloth insignias that we found. There's the Order of the Cloth protocol book, also valuable. There's the owlbear claw that somebody found. You fix it to a weapon, and all you have to do is envision as a free action. When you critically succeed an attack roll with the affixed weapon, you envision this thing to go off. This claw is set into an iron clasp and a chain. Necessarily isn't always a claw of an arrow bear, but this is a good, you know, component. When you activate it, the triggering attack gains the weapon's crit specialization effect. So, okay. Just trying to think of an example there.
Each weapon type has it has an additional effect if you actually have the specialization in it. Brawling, I think, has stunning.
Right, so it's like the claw gives you a feat to max out what your weapon would have done without you taking the higher training.
Is that consumable or?
Yep.
Okay.
So, you know, affix it to a weapon or wear it, and then, you know, one goes off. We've got a potency crystal. You make an attack with the affixed weapon, but that you haven't rolled yet. I believe this is the fluorite crystal. Glows with a strange phosphorescence. When you activate the crystal, the weapon becomes a +1 striking weapon for the rest of the turn, as in +1 to hit and does double damage dice, hence the term striking.
Ooh.
Gaining a +1 bonus attack and increasing damage to 2 weapon dice. And this is your blue gem. This is your blue ball gem that you've had on your axe the entire time. And the axe you were like...
I never used because I forgot.
Yeah, and you were like, well, you weren't sure what it was going to do, right?
It's throbbing so bright now.
Oh, I just want to kill somebody.
You guys found a bunch of precious metals that are total in 15 gold piece worth.
So that cost us 3 gold and 5 silver for the identification?
Yep, still going down the list.
All right, I'm just taking it off now so we don't forget.
Okay, now I've also accidentally thrown in all the valuables, like the gold piece, right? So I might pull you for a bit more money. For like, because it's a different expertise. This is a magical claw. This art is worth it. You know,
it won't let me adjust it.
Okay.
You might have to adjust the party gold.
Okay. You guys found a bunch of rations. Eight doses of like hardtack rations worth 6 copper each. Scrolls. Now let's talk about magic, Joe and Matt, about casting scrolls.
Sure.
Can anyone cast them? Is there a used magic skill in this? Arcane? How does this work? Okay, well, he's looking that up. Let's talk about what they say they are. For starters, we have a scroll of alarm, a scroll of fear, 2 scrolls of magic missile, which I thought was hilarious when basically Al went, I have no idea what this is. Those are like ones. What is this? It's like scroll of magic missile. You cast it all the time. You guys picked up a couple of short bows and a writing set, enough for like 6 little writing sets from the... the hidden library.
I'll actually lay claim to that.
Sure.
No objections?
No, not at all.
How about you?
Okay. It seems this is all I've had floating in party stuff. Other items?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to pull up your actual characters.
Yep.
And
yep. I got stuff.
Go down your inventory here.
Do me, do me, do me, do me, do me.
The invisibility potion that Al carries.
I'll hang on to that.
That's all you seem to have. Miros has the great sword you're carrying is a +1 great sword.
Yeah.
The magical bracers. Remember those?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I'm looking at them right now.
So once a day, as an activation that you interact with, okay, a ranged weapon attack hits you, but doesn't crit you. You have to be aware of the attack, and you can't be flat-footed. Okay. So I can't, like, surprise you and shoot you in the back with an arrow. It's like, oh, you're flat-footed. No, it won't work. So
I have to see it coming.
I have to see it coming, and it has to land home, but not be
braces of deflection.
Yeah, but not be a braces of missile deflection, not be a crit.
Missile deflection.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, you gain a +2 circumstance bonus to AC against the triggering attack. If this would cause the attack to be a failure, it misses you.
Nice.
So let's say your AC is like 19 and I'm rolling for the monster and I'm like 20. You're like, ah, activate the bracers, 21, haha, and ping. You Wonder Woman that crap. Ah.
Nice.
Once a day, you have to interact with them. There's several circumstances, but still, you know, a free, it's almost like the monk's hand grab bit, right?
Yep. Exactly.
You're carrying a minor healing potion. You're carrying the low-grade silver Morning Star. You're carrying a magical talisman. This also affixes to armor. It's a small brass pin in the shape of a monkey climbing a tree. When you activate this talisman, it doesn't have to go on armor, but it can. When you activate this, you use the climb action. If you succeed on a climb check, you move your full speed during the climb. If you roll a critical failure, you get a failure instead. So like, say I'm like, the climb of this wall is 15 DC, and you get your half movement, right? If you activate the monkey, you get your full movement, which means less rolls for Ryan, so you should like this. But again, again, consumable.
Is it consumable? Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Boom.
Oh, first level stuff, right? So,
yeah, it's true.
You guys were carrying one of the Order of the Nail banners, and I think you guys presented it to at least one of them, to Alec? Alec?
Yep. One of them, and then I swear you mentioned we found a book that talked about a assembly, the Stegram family.
Yeah, some documentation.
Yes, and a ring. A signet ring.
Yes.
Could possibly so
that'll,
be.
That'll go too. Might be worth money, but
okay.
We're respectful of the stores.
Remind me, when you guys go to deliver this to the chapel where they have his body, something comes up. Something you're going to like.
Okay.
It has to do with Frank's scouting plan using murals.
Hang on. What do we want to keep? Or we're not done, everybody.
I'm still going through everybody's stuff here. Okay.
Yeah.
It's still hot.
Yeah.
Keep the chain rolling.
This is so good.
Like, this is what you guys did. It's like, nice. Instead of every session, of like, what did we get? You're like, throw it in the bag. Let's go. Throw it in the bag. Let's go. Okay. I have a whole book worth of crap.
By the end of the adventure, I was moving slower. Oh, carrying this halbred and the Morning Star. Just like, so
I could have helped you, but I thought it would make it stronger by the end of it all.
We have that
for scrolls.
Yes.
If I may.
Yeah.
Yep.
To cast a spell from a scroll, it must be on a spellcaster's lip. If it's arcane, then arcane casters can cast it. If it's divine, divine casters can cast it. So based on the spell, is either myself or Matt can cast it based on the level.
Well, I'll take any of the ones.
Okay.
That's it. So fighters and blah, blah cannot. So, like other systems
A wizard could learn from a scroll, but you're a sorcerer, so...
You can still cast it.
Yeah,
as long as it's on his list.
If I have it in my repertoire, I can learn other spells too in my downtime. I can dedicate time to it, and I can learn them from scrolls. But what did we have?
You had magic missile, alarm, a couple other things. Scroll
fear,
yeah, just a couple things. But there's more coming. Now the plus one battle axe, which I have identified as Theowyn's Bane. No longer carried by the one.
No, fuck that axe.
The plus one war flail that the one is actually doing very well with. So,
is that one or two handed?
The flail, the war flail.
One
handed
group.
And I will
flail.
Use that and a shield. That works.
Yeah, I think you were. Perfectly. Yeah, I think you were. Because you had your great big battle axe for like special double handed occasions that we were chopping your way through.
Oh, dude, you were mauling things with that. But I do dig the mortar of your shield and handed weapon.
I mean, we are getting
just exploring some things.
We're getting stares from his shoddy cobbled together Hell Knight armor. Remember that?
Oh yeah, we got to ditch that, and I need to buy some new armor.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will concur on that one.
Okay. Let the tank get his armor.
Okay. Yep. Some javelins. You had a low grade silver light hammer. May I recommend that you guys at least carry at least one silver weapon? It's got to come up later. You know, it's just a bad idea. They're worth lots of money. You can sell some of them, but right?
I'll take one of the Morning Stars.
He's got his own steel shield.
It doesn't have to be. A plus one weapon would be better. So I'll take the plus one Morning Star. Okay with that?
Yeah.
hang on.
Everybody should have a plus one weapon.
Hang on, let me finish you guys are expecting that I'm going to move this stuff around or something. It'll be like, hang on. So backpack, belt, like tons and tons of stuff, religious wool, and some, like Niles isn't carrying anything. Did you guys not give Niles anything to carry?
Oh, I actually have a halberd rover.
Okay, and is it the halberd that I have on the main list here? Probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
There it is.
Yeah. Here, take this one. Okay. I can't use it.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, once all any idiot can use a halberd, you just point it at something and let them do the work.
And we're giving him all the dark vision.
Yeah. Yes.
Was there anything else obviously going to Niles?
Can you use a greatsword?
Were you interested in the rings? Is anybody interested in the rings? Transferring to the other hand?
Let's keep those for just in case we find something super cool. Yep. It would be nice to have two of those super cool things.
If you want to keep it, keep it.
Then. What do they do?
And they are a lot of money.
Let's say that you guys have a weapon that has a function like striking or whatever.
Flaming.
Right? The ring clones that function onto your offhand weapon. So first we
need... All functions?
A function.
Okay, a function. Okay, cool.
Still gross.
Yeah, still gross. We should keep those.
Okay.
Most likely person to use them. It's a toss-up between Miros and Theoin, but I think Theoin's going to
No, there's no toss-up. No. No.
Miros.
Well, Theoin... Theoin is...
Wait, so Theoin, I put one on my finger and one on my toe?
Theoin's like shield or two-handed weapon, so it's kind of lost on Theoin unless he changes his fighting style. Right?
And Miros is all about the...
you already get magic transfer. Yeah, so... I mean...
Okay, I'll take the rings.
Anyone can carry them.
I'll carry them.
Yeah.
Carry them by putting them on. That way you don't lose them.
It's so heavy.
Ding, ding.
It's so heavy, I think Miro should carry all my armor and back.
No, you carry it and I'll carry you because it's heavy. I understand.
Okay. Well, because you can shield bash, so technically.
So you're giving up the Theon's Bane axe, is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Was there anything else?
That thing needs to be a sell item.
Was there anything else?
for half price.
Anything else going to our armor guy, like those clasps or onesies for movement or anything like that? Like the jade cat or the monkey or anything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all of those consumables are great to give to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, because they're just one and done.
So
yeah. I'll keep the one monkey pin that's on me, but the rest of them, feel free.
Yeah, no, there was only one. This is one where you guys were like back and forth with the back and forth, and it's cloning items. Like, this is not epic.
No, nothing on my sheet has been moved, so.
Okay. Okay, so there's the jade cat, and this is the one that gives you better movement.
Honestly, I vote sell. All those one and done consumable items because they usually have a pretty good gold price value. And,
okay, six, and six gold. You...
that's pretty good. That's good.
That's 60 that's, silver. Okay.
That's excellent. Yeah. Low
okay.
Level.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that because before I hit my cash in value, it'll empty the whole sheet. We don't want to do that. So, the low grade silver dagger. Anyone can carry this.
Sure, I'll take it to go with my pokey.
But to discuss with the group there. Is this monkey pin worth it? It seems how certain somebody can make people climb like spiders.
Does everybody have a silver weapon?
I'm
light handed.
I have a plus one weapon.
I have a low grade silver morning star.
Yeah. Al, there's a hammer, light hammer, a long sword, a mace, and a low grade silver flail if you want one of them before you sell the rest.
Is a flail a simple weapon?
No.
Are any of them agile?
Mace is a simple weapon.
So yeah, I'll take the mace. Morningstar is as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah, want the low grade Morningstar?
I'll take the Morningstar, yeah. It goes with my set.
Yeah. Spiky baseball bats, yeah. Okay. What about the owlbear claw and the potency crystal? The potency crystal we've already got on his axe. So I'm assuming
can that be taken off and put on other things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until you use it.
Oh yeah, that thing's snapping off and going on this flail.
Okay. So there you go. The owlbear claw.
What's it worth?
Three gold.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. I'd give you, Theon, take the owlbear claw. It's pretty cool.
What is it? What does it do again?
It activates the critical ability of your weapon.
The specialization ability.
Yes, please.
Okay. And we've also got Al is going to take all the scrolls, beer, missile.
Yep, for now.
Missile.
The light hammer. Has it been spoken for?
Take it.
Okay, because I think I can use Flurry of Blows with agile weapons.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. So,
does anybody want a short bow? I have three. And you guys actually have arrows, or you could just buy some so that we all have, like, you know, present missiles. You know? Nope, no one's interested in carrying short bow.
No, sell those, and I'm going to get when we do shopping, I'm going to buy a better missile weapon.
Who has the light hammer? Where did it go?
I took the light hammer.
Can you cast
enchantments? And I put in the light morning star.
Okay.
The low-grade morning star.
Can you cast enchantments, Niles?
Hey, Jeff.
What type of enchantment?
It doesn't specify. The fear spell.
Hey, Jeff, scratch that. I want the short bow and all the arrows.
Okay.
That's stupid to sell those and then buy something else. Hold on, let me look. It just wastes money.
Because I can't cast it, so you might as well take that.
Quick, pull out the group. We are probably going to sell the plus one greatsword, unless somebody wants to dib it.
And alarm as well. I can't cast it.
That. Where's your MIG welder?
We'll sell them.
Make this a thing.
Dude, you know how hard that would be? I can't. Healing, I can't pop weld aluminum.
Healing potions.
I know a guy who can.
Healing potions. We got two minor healing potions.
Definitely keep.
Yeah.
Mira should, Mira should get both of them.
Well, what? Yes. What?
for various reasons. Yes. Yes.
For multiple reasons.
He's the fastest guy in the field to bring you the ball for one, right?
Yep. Oh, the second, movement? he's going to be grabbing things with his bare hands. That puts you right up in mouth range.
Yeah. You're getting. Now, the hand of the mage, there's two of them, the little monkey paw.
Oh. It casts, oh, the healing potions?
No, it casts... Yeah, we just gave you two healing potions, but there's this little thing. Two actions to command and vision. You cast Mage Hand. It's not consumable. It's worn. Yeah. Mummified
elf... Who wants
elf,
to wear a shriveled...
Who wants to wear an elf hand? Yeah, because like, that's going to go over
a
well.
A shriveled elf hand? Sure.
Unabashedly.
Yeah.
No more of my dwarven heritage.
You know what I use a Mage consumable? Hand for?
No, it's not.
It's,
no, it's
daily,
a permanent
right?
Mage item.
Yeah, so we'll keep those. Those are pretty cool, the Mage Hand thing. So, was there two of them?
It says so, but I only remember one in the adventure. So, we'll say there's one for
it
now.
It may have been a duplicated item.
Yeah. So, yeah, Niles, it's all yours, buddy.
Awesome.
But what I will do is I'll keep the other one, let you guys sell it in case I screwed up, and fair enough?
Sure.
The gold, yeah.
That's more than fair.
Cheetah Elixir for speed. 3 gold. Arsenic. To go with old lace. Niles.
See, Owen, I would say that the Cheetah Elixir should go in.
Okay. It gives you plus 5?
Yeah.
Plus 5 speed.
5 additional.
Or 1 minute or 10 minutes?
Jade Cat? Oh, that Jade Cat is for minute. Falling.
Cheetah Elixir.
Yeah. Cheetah Elixir, I do believe, is for 1.
Yeah, it's 1 minute.
Okay, Theona goes. What about the Chain Shirt? Did anyone need to up their armor? Gives a plus 2 AC bonus. Minus 1 check penalty to skills. Complete crap or nothing or...
I'm wearing scare mail.
You need light armor, obviously. It's flexible, but it's noisy. It's not very quiet.
Not for me.
Okay. The Alchemist Fire. We know who gets that, don't we?
Our Alchemist.
Miros. Remember the spider fight? Throw all the booze around. 2 for Miros, 1 for Al, right? No.
Or spread it out, everyone, all the dwarves.
Yeah. No, don't give it to me. Give it, like, I would say 2 to Miros and 1 to Theoan. Or
one around, like spread it out.
Well, think of it this way. So in range combat, who has good range combat attacks? Wizards?
Yeah.
Fighters.
What are your dex scores?
Miros doesn't have a range combat attack, does he?
Nope. I throw myself.
And Joe, how about you?
I have javelins.
I have a hand crossbow.
This is not a weapon. This is a flask. It's like, who has the biggest dexterity? Yeah. Who's got the big dex score?
Throwing strength, isn't it?
Nope.
Yes and no.
Dex to hit.
Strength to damage, dex to hit.
Yeah.
That's why javelins are cool for fighters, because they use strength to damage.
Good.
So my dex is 14. I have a plus 2.
Yeah. I gave
one. Yeah, that could totally save you a spell.
True.
Mini fireball.
Yep.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Very mini.
1 to Al, 1 to Miros, 1 left.
All right.
Who gets the last one?
I'd give another one to either Al or Miros.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what's going to go to Crazy Pants.
What's your dex, Miros?
14.
Okay, you have it.
We tied, bro.
All right.
Yeah, spells.
Who gets the arch?
I have spells. That's why I'm like,
there's going to be a time when you're casting, you wiggle your fingers
methods.
And cast.
I have methods.
And I want to try to mimic you, be like, wiggle fingers.
Ha! Arsenic, 10-minute onset. Fortitude DC.
Rid of that?
Okay.
No interest in poison.
Sell.
Yeah. Sell.
Except for alcohol.
Mm.
That's
the one poison that's allowed.
Okay, yep. I think we're ready to hit the sell button.
Hold up. No. In that case, let me throw in on my list, I have the plus 1 greatsword, unless somebody wants it.
Nah.
Up, remember how I keep doing the not penitentiary, what do we call it? In between planes? Purgatory, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And there's Alec, like, screaming in silence.
Oh, yeah.
No, just kidding. What about the battle axe, Theon's Bane? Are we selling it, or is it just transferring ownership?
Oh, that's that bastard's going away.
Okay,
yeah, no, let's keep it.
Okay, remind
it's
us.
Tasted blood.
Remind us.
No, it's got dwarf bane on it now.
Yeah. So Miros, you want to throw that into the party here?
Yep, it's been done.
All right, let's hit that cash button. Tell them what the one. Sell for 50%. But what's this?
Holy crap.
The Order of the Nail Protocol book insignia did not sell because you got to find buyers.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute here.
Burn it.
Oh, bam. Also, that in there too. The Order of the Nail banner.
Oh, it sold. The other two. Ooh,
those are good.
A lot of
money.
That's a lot of money.
218 gold. Level. Now, did you guys take off the expenditure so far? He hasn't been throwing money around, personal wealth around.
No. That's what I was saying. None of the I couldn't affect the party gold.
Okay, so
and I'm assuming all of our expenditures so far just come out of that.
Okay, I just took 3 gold for the spell, and I'm going to take 5 silver for the ID. Okay, and I'm going to take another 5. Well, I'll be nice and just say 3 for the art, because you know how much it's worth. Okay.
Yep.
And there's your party gold. Now, if you guys want party gold, it's like, oh, that's great. It's party gold, but it doesn't have weight until you put it on your character sheets. And I would like this divided. So, like, who is carrying the money? It weighs you down. Plus, you're the guy with the money.
Well, let's spend it first.
Okay. True that. Okay.
Theoin needs proper armor.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, right. The Hell Knight armor. I forgot to sell that.
So we need to sell my armor. Yeah.
Just throw it away.
Just small request throwing out to the party if there is chump change left over and if this village can actually support it. But hand wraps that are magical? if we could. That's the only thing I'll request.
Can we look up shoddy again? What it does?
Sure we can. Shoddy is really crappy.
I know. But we're talking about 300 silver pieces worth of armor that the price is going to come down because it's shoddy.
Oh, I think it sells for full value.
Diplomacy. Well, actually, it sells for 50%.
Wait, who's negotiating these sales?
I have diplomacy. It's not like I'm trained.
Well, it's either that or Theoin intimidates.
You go to the blacksmith and it's like, come on, even the breastplate is intimidating, hanging over your forge. What do you say? You know.
I'm getting there. I'm just trying to.
Okay. So before we rip this from your carcass,
did that thing give me a bonus to intimidate?
It gave you bonuses to convince people you were a Hell Knight as long as they weren't Hell Knights. That's what you guys thought was so funny. So let's talk about, even before you sell this, right? Let's talk about items. Let's talk about you guys, you know, picking up an actual, piece of armor? Just good old armor?
Theoin is priority if we can get him in full plate.
That's 300 silver pieces.
30 gold.
30 gold, done.
Yeah, done.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, can we get it enchanted?
Yeah, like that. Can I enchant things? I'm trying to find that too.
100 desperately looking down to basic magic armor. It's right here. Actually,
scramble!
Guys, right here in Fantasy Grounds, if you pull up item, there's armor. Magic armor plus 160 gold. That's on top. Yeah. That's on top of the 300 silver.
So it'd be 190?
Yep.
That's insane. Yeah, we'll find
hang
something.
On. It says varies by armor, which probably means that's leather. The price goes up when you know. You guys will probably find stuff, so.
So for shoddy items, period, you can never sell them.
Okay.
What?
You can buy them at half the price.
But they won't sell.
But you can never sell them.
Okay.
So do you want to keep the money and just shuffle around in this? What if you have it
fixed? I'll keep the armor and repair it in the downtime.
Can you do that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much does that cost?
Shoddy items has a broken threshold, thus you can... Yeah, so they have on your downtime. But yeah, that's a good side project.
Yeah, no,
to make some money.
Not make money. I want you to spend the money now and fix it. Because we keep forgetting he's wearing shoddy armor that could fall apart or... we've been treating it like...
I'm getting him new armor, but he can make money on the downtime.
Oh!
Yeah, so we'll just buy him a regular set. Well, what would a masterwork? Does that give you a bonus?
I don't know anything. I don't even know if Masterwork exists.
It doesn't anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go.
I just want to toss this one out to the forum.
As far as I know.
If we could get hand wraps of the Mighty Blow plus 1, that only costs 35 gold, I would roll 2 damage dice and get a plus 1 to my attack.
Dead yes. That's a hard yes.
What's the item level? Can we even buy it? Yep.
What is it?
Oh, it's an item 2?
Yeah.
An
item 2? Oh, fuck. Again, if other costs come first, but
that's absolutely needed.
Yeah,
totally.
That's my biggest upgrade.
Yep. Right. Sold.
Done.
I can cover almost half of it with my personal.
Nope. Don't take everything out of party gold.
Yeah.
That's why it's party gold.
Okay, so I'm putting good old full plate on Theoin.
Holy crap. Chink, 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 chink.
And
good thing you took that fleet.
300 silver, which is 30 gold.
Yep.
Which is going to drop us to 175.
Yep, and then 35 gold for the hand wraps.
Another 35. So that's 140. Okay. Where can I find the hand wraps?
Under. If you want, I'll just grab them and pull them over.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm looking at them right now.
Yeah, sure. Anything else?
Thank you. Cart and donkey or horse?
To haul more shit.
Yep.
Ooh, if we get like a covered cart, like maybe like the actual stagecoach. Stagecoach?
No. Crowbars? Remember those? We could have used them earlier.
No, I have a wish list I'm putting together right now.
Oh, okay. A grappling hook, you know, like
Frank's just looking through going, oh, what are those?
Yeah, no, I agree tools. Wholeheartedly.
Manacles.
Upgrade our adventuring equipment.
A block and tackle, if that exists.
Rope,
yep.
Yeah, miles. At least 1 mile of rope.
And a servant to drive the cart and make our dinner.
And we pay an extra gold to rename him.
Man bitch.
Hey bitch, make me a sandwich.
No, we call him Maybitch.
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 So, starting alphabetically, because I don't necessarily want to burn another episode of just shopping. The audience would be like, they've done two episodes, one on leveling, one on shopping. Starting with the A's. Adventuring packs, alchemist labs, tools, note backpacks, bandoliers, bedrolls, belt, pouches, chalk, chest, climbing kit. Anyone? No? All right. Clothing.
How much? A compass.
Yeah, we'll take a compass.
Okay. Compass for 10 silver. I'm putting this in party resources, which means you guys have got to take it out for whoever's carrying it.
Yep.
Okay. A crowbar or a crowbar levered for third level. 5 silver or 200 silver? What is the difference?
5 silver crowbar.
Okay. So how many crowbars?
Crowbar. Just one.
All right.
We've not desperately needed it in the past.
No, we're able to flip all this guy.
Okay. Easily. Disguise kits, fishing tackle, flint and steel. Tell me you guys don't already have that on your characters.
Yeah, I've got a wizard.
I think I took like the adventuring kit.
Okay. Grappling hook.
And it
I have the climbing kit stuff. Already.
Yeah.
Yes, grappling hook.
Grappling hook. For one,
I have that already too.
Yeah, more than one.
Okay, you want more?
Yeah, couldn't hurt. Healer's tools.
Yes.
Yes, you have them, or yes, you want them.
I need to replenish because I'm sure, pretty sure I've probably gone through them.
And I'll take a set as well.
50 silver. So that's basically
5 gold.
Wait, 10, did we get the wagon 10. And the horse?
Nope, haven't got there yet. Healer's tools twice, and that dropped you like 10 gold. Lanterns, locks, manacles for prisoners.
Yes, please.
Gotcha,
Boz.
Average,
Boz,
good,
your days are numbered.
How many, though?
Poor, good, average?
Just one.
Just one? You get
two sets.
Yeah, okay. There's
arms, legs,
two
sets. And then there's one in between, so it's like a turtle.
Guys, there's poor, simple, good, average, superior.
Oh.
What's the price at the top? And let's work down.
Superior,
there.
Level 17, 50,000 silver pieces.
We can't even.
The town doesn't have those.
How about we start at the bottom? Poor.
Yep.
Okay.
Poor. Yeah. Level 0, 3 silver pieces.
We can afford
simple,
better.
Simple. Level 1, 30 silver. Average. Level 3, 200 silver. Okay. Sounds like you guys want poor or simple, right?
Yeah.
Let's go with silver or simple.
Yeah. Something better than poor.
Simple's only 3.
Yeah.
30. Simple. Poor is 3.
Simple is fine. Well, 30, because Frank's used the gold, so that's only
then
3 gold.
Then I'd say just one set of simple, and we'll leave
all
it
right,
at that.
All right, so simple manacles requires 3 successful DC 22 checks to get out of.
Wow.
You guys just practice on each other, right? You guys are 1 mile out of town. Muros is
I'd say only one set. We're not going to make it. I don't think we're going to make it a habit of taking prisoners.
No, you guys just,
against
you guys
our
just, guys just
nature.
Prank each other, right? Hey. One morning, Miros, his ankles chained to a bear.
Wakes up.
Again.
Morning two.
Run now, fucker.
Yeah, morning two. Nine.
You guys just tired of them always being faster than us? You tired of hearing keep up?
It's irritating. I'm not going to lie.
Rations. A week's worth of rations.
I always assume we stock up.
That's
personal, though.
Yeah. Okay. A silver holy symbol, 20 silver. Get away from that wooden crap.
Well, let's not be getting all fancy with the cleric.
Let's wait until we go up a couple more levels.
How about a silver drinking flask?
How about a repair kit for 20 silver? Rope.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Or rope.
Times two.
We want rope, yes.
Yeah, let's get some chain while we're at that, too.
Some chain, really?
Chain.
Yeah. Never know.
Chain, we're going to need a wagon.
Okay, well, yeah, let's need a wagon. Let's price a wagon before we get further.
Crazy, yeah. I was hoping to jump
We're just getting into the good stuff, like blank spell books, snare kits, pop-up tents.
It's all good stuff, but we need to carry all of this stuff.
Uncommon. I do not have this on the regular gear list. So let me go back to items. Gear, treasure, weapons, shields. I only have some basic stuff on this pop-up.
So,
you guys would have to find it in the book somewhere.
So wait, what, you want a horse of riding or pack
animal? We have animal dogs. We have...
Pack is 2 gold.
We want
purchase,
a pack animal.
Purchase. Pack animal. That's 2 gold. Yeah. Riding horse, 8 gold. War horse, 30 gold.
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah. That war horse is going to be able to take care of its own, though.
Okay.
And we can name it.
So in the notes, top right,
you can name it Bob.
Top right of Fancy Ground says notes. Do you guys have access to that?
Yep.
Okay, because I don't have anywhere to put this stuff, so put in pack animal, and I'll take the gold off.
Now, wagon is, I cannot find it yet.
A war pony.
Can we just use all the wargs?
Oh, there's
they're not grown up yet.
No, I'm just saying.
I agree, in time, but right now, no. You can cast haste on them, like, perpetually for the next
week? You have a cart. Sure. Now, we're talking like the wagon that has the bench and then a whole bunch of this, like...
Oh, pimp, this wagon, please.
Yeah, what there should be
I
different
I think we
grades.
Want to look for a cart if we're only getting one pack animal.
Yeah.
The cart, well, you can... one animal can pull a wagon, but do we need more than a cart? That's the question. And can we afford
are we talking...
A cart? A cart is 3 gold pieces.
Where's this?
Oh.
Articles of Nethys, I just typed in cart, Pathfinder 2E.
Fair enough. 3 gold?
Oh, it says Game Master Guide, page 178.
I don't have the Game Master Guide, I only have the core.
I do.
Okay.
Does it have...
The other ones.
Okay.
Like a bulk carrying capacity. That's what I'm...
So who gets the rope? You guys just start...
Well, we'll load a bunch of the stuff into the cart.
When we eventually start
the
going
crowbar
into the dungeon,
is sitting in the cart,
right?
Okay. No. When we actually go out into the dungeon, Moros will carry the majority of the equipment.
As soon as we shop, dungeon. As soon as we're done shopping, it's dungeon time. Like this is why, we're burning so much episode on just shopping. It's like, guys, put the stuff on your sheets.
Shopping's important, bro.
Sure, to say
we buy everything.
No, just
let's go.
All I want you to do is put on your sheets,
Moros,
on the fly.
Grab, go into the party list and grab the stuff onto your sheet that you think you carry. Like, obviously, Theon wanted the crowbar, We'll take the, you guys owe me money for a cart next time. So, you guys wanted to go to the dream house, to where Flappy God's dream, and, where Dahlgren and Danny the Elven Rogue took their 2 dead compatriots. Dahlgren isn't here, but... When you speak with the head priest, Kellen Carondil, a male elven cleric of Desna, he asks, how did you know the deceased? You guys explain your connection to the people that brought him? Or do you guys want to be anonymous?
Oh, no, we'll be forthright.
Ah, okay. So anyway, he gives you a writ, which is sort of a standing, I'm looking for work. The auxiliary party, the friends of Dahlgren that went in, the druid, the rogue, the dead rogue. Anyway, this elven rogue is looking to do odd jobs around town to raise money to raise her dead friend. You guys talked about a scouting mission. Miros goes, I row stealth. Ryan's character is completely alone. How's that going to go? You guys send Danny, you pay her the rate. I roll once, success or failure. She comes back, she has information for you. She doesn't come back, you don't have to pay her.
We also still have information.
No, she doesn't come back, you get no info, but you don't have to pay her.
No. If she comes back, that's info in itself.
Oh, if she doesn't come back, okay. Anyway, just a suggestion. As opposed to hiring the generic ranger or whatever, there are still auxiliary cast members and NPCs. If you want to find the best elven ranger in town, they probably have a guy, No, cleric, we want you to go. How much for you? Sure, whatever you want. But just a suggestion where you guys could pay for that info and wait 24 hours, to get it. Or absolutely. What you're doing today, you know.
Have a ranger go out and do it?
Have a scout.
Absolutely, yeah.
How quiet is an elven rogue sneaking around, putting eyes on and saying, this is what I saw?
Weren't we just talking earlier about outsourcing labor?
Yeah. We did.
Yeah.
And yeah, we have things important to do, as I tap a keg.
We've come full circle.
Not to mention, she knows Dahlgren, who we haven't seen yet, and you could tell her, look, you run into Dahlgren, we're here, we're looking for her, you know. Or she runs into him, she'd be like, yeah, I just scouted for them. I think they went to the place I scouted, and Dahlgren can catch up, you know, that kind of thing.
Make it so.
Yeah. So let's go back to the wonderful world of goods and services, because I've lost the page. Services, right. What are we here? People, meals, spellcasting, hirelings. Paid laborers can provide services. Unskilled hirelings can perform. Skilled hirelings have an expert proficiency, particular skill. Hirelings are level 0. Skill check is needed. Untrained hireling is this. Okay, so obviously you're hiring a low to mid-level, like she's second, third level. But it doesn't say skilled hirelings have expert proficiency, particular skill. Hirelings, okay. It doesn't say how much it costs, though. It just says you can hire them. Transportation?
Is there a table?
Yeah. And this is a paragraph. Page 294, the core book. There's a table on beer, beds, flooring, and this is hirelings. Oh, paid laborers can provide services for you, but it didn't say how much. There's animals, there's barding. Rent a horse for a day or buy it. Riding horse, 1 silver a day or buy it for 8 gold. Yeah. We'd like to rent this pack animal by the day, 2 copper pieces a day till you're done with it. You don't have to pay your 2 gold. Just rent it. and then it talks about...
You could always do level in silver a day.
Oh, hirelings fall under your skill. So you have to do a skill check on what you're hiring them for. And sort of like how we do our downtime to make money.
So I do a stealth check and a perception check? Or a survival check?
So you have to find out what skill they are. And then you have to go to the downtime sec to see how much you would actually make from your skill.
Oh, where's that?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. Welcome to this massive book.
Okay,
that's the problem with this book. Everything else is amazing about this book.
Danny the Elven Rogue is an expert at perception and is trained in stealth and trained in survival. So you know she's good at what she does. Yeah. Anyway.
So an unskilled has a modifier of +0, while a skilled has +4 and an expertise.
All right.
Oh, sorry, +4 for expertise.
So a skilled hireling is in the core book, page 294, 5 silver a day.
There you go.
So if you're hiring them for a skill that, you know, requires a high degree of proficiency.
Oh, I see it there. So I didn't realize it was buried. Okay. So
it's skilled and unskilled labor.
Right.
Page 294.
So what I'm going to say is every skill you want to use her for, you pay the 5 silver. So it's like, I want you to go look at something. Okay. She'll just walk down there, perception, but she'll be seen. We don't want you to be seen. Okay. Now you're paying for stealth. That's 10 silver. And so, you know, we want you to get out of there alive and make it look like you were never there so they can't find any tracks of you later. That's so basically 15 silver pieces, one day of scouting. But she's in and out like a ghost.
So it's 5 silver for a +4 modifier, which is close enough to 1 silver per +1 on the modifier. So I'd say that was a fair kind of on-the-cuff ruling, a silver piece per skill point.
Considering I have a +8 to my perception, you're getting her excellent perception as if she were only trained in it. I could say 20. But since she's a friend, because you know she knows Dahlgren or whatever, we'll break it down to discount price, and she really needs the money. So,
sweet. Done. Sold.
Okay.
Also, I need to just re-inform, because we just bought a magical item for me, and the chat. So what was the 35 gold? Was just a +1 hand wraps. For the striking, it's a level 4.
So then you can't buy it then, because you're not high enough level.
Correct. But we can modify magical equipment, upgrade it, right? It's modular?
Yeah, but isn't the striking magic like insanely expensive?
It would be 100 gold.
So
for the lesser one, which is just a +1 to hit, which is 35 gold, which is what we went and got. This +1 striking is 100 gold. Okay. Making it a 65 gold difference.
So the way that you buy and sell magic items, I believe, is when they give you a level, you must be that level. Even if you have enough money, you have to be at least that level.
Anyway. So what means I mean to be saying is that I'll be rolling with the plus one to hit, but my dice damage have stayed the same.
That's fine. Guys, you're down to 125 gold. It's a lot of money, but like I said, I don't think you guys ever, because there'd be that time like, you know what, 50 gold, we're buying this. You know, like you want to have that chump change, I'm supposing, for any big.
Yeah. Absolutely. I just misread because that was the first thing that the flavor text had set out there, but then you read down because it's like three paragraphs and yeah. So I just wanted to clarify so everyone's not like, hey, should you be rolling with 2Ds? And I'm like, hey, no.
Okay.
So in the future, at level 4, 65 gold later, yes. Today, no.
Right on. That's
something to save for.
Exactly.
It's good to have a goal.
You need goals.
So, guess what? After an entire episode of talking about our stuff, an entire episode of talking about buying things, at the end, for 15 silver, a day later, right? Because you guys get to, like, you spend your day in town. We come up with a plan. And then, all of a sudden, you like, all right, let's hire this rogue. Out she goes, and she comes back mid the second day. This is what she shares with you. A map that I can now reveal a lot fuller than I normally would. We have, like 100 feet of trees that you can hide in the top. Three platforms and a building, a rock cliff face, and trees along the bottom. She says, six mercs. They rotate one or two on the night watch. Most of them stay on the main platform, and usually only one is in and out of the house. She watched them for a day and into the night, and then got out of there, and basically did a big lap to try to give you a lay of the land. Armed half-orcs and a hobgoblin. Seems to be the leader. And we will see you next time. Say goodnight, Al.
Or not.
Good night, everybody.